Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Thank you so much for joining us on the Healing Highway today. It is Monday, October 6th, 2014, and we are live on bbsradio.com Station 1. You can check out our BBS Radio homepage, and you'll also find there links to our fast chat and also Ron Amatron's website, creationlightship.com. So Ron Amatron is live with us tonight, and we'll be doing a great hour of sample healings. We'll be doing listener Q&A, and you can send any questions or testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you want to bring up the image of the light beings, you can find that by clicking on the BBS chat link, or also you can just bring up the single light being on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, whichever you have open. It's nice to get the three light beings, because I think we're still doing that, if I'm not mistaken. And Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and we can activate the light being images for the show. So over to you, Ron. Welcome.
Okay, hi everybody. So let's first take away your stuff. If you have any stuff hanging on you, and here we go. Could have some black moon stuff. Well, I mean, not black moon, the blood moon. I guess it could be called black too, I don't know. But the blood moon, you could have some energies that's coming into you from your ancestors, like in the black, I mean the, same black again, like in the red moon. So maybe it was called something else way back when, I don't know. But we do have, you know, the black mist that could be attached to that too, the oil energy and other things that people see. So anyway, if you have any situations, pain or emotional dramas, traumas, we're going to release that right now, that one particular issue. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, we're going to energize the light beams. So we have three of them up now. And you can click on those if you like on the special input box. You want to talk about that? How they can get on there, Elizabeth, in case we have some newbies, just real quick?
Okay, yeah, sure, Ron. It's no problem. And the light beings are located on the Creation Lightship BBS Radio homepage. You can pull up the bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings. And if you click on the left-hand side, right above the downloads for the apps, you'll see Click Fast Chat. So if you click on that, it'll take you to our Creation Lightship chat and info page. And there is a light being there right at the top. And if you click on that, you'll get the single large light being. And if you click on the chat, you'll get the chat. So if everybody wants to just select the light being, there's actually a box further down for them, and you'll see the three images there. So hopefully everybody has that open, and we can turn it over to Ron to activate them. So it's a great page, and there's also a lot of show announcements that we post there, a lot of info, a lot of upcoming events, a lot of conference calls that Ron is doing, and also links to the Creation Lightship homepage where you can have divine heart-based healing clearings live 24/7 from your own computer. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, everybody, so let's energize the first light beam. And here we go. This would be male energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. And let's bring in energy for number two. This would be non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And number three light beings, which would be the female energy. And I'll just count here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there we go. So, you know, if you're having a little more situations happening to you out of nowhere coming to you, it could be that moon energy. So I'd highly recommend if you are feeling a little whacked out or agitated, things aren't going your way, you don't feel centered enough, you know, then that's probably connecting to you. So do some timeline crashes on it. Get on your computer and do a bunch of timeline crashes to help yourself out during this process here that we're going through. And it's supposed to be, I guess, activated completely on the 8th, I believe. That's a couple of days from now. In fact, the day today, I didn't say it, but we're in October. If you're listening to an archive, if you're live, you know that it is October. And today is the 6th, unless maybe you're another part of the world, then it'd be the 7th. But where I am, it's October 6th, 2014. So we'll turn it over to you, Elizabeth, see what's cooking up.
Okay, Ron, that's right. And I do think we have some international listeners, so it probably could also be the 7th in their part of the world. So we have a lot of questions to get through tonight, so we'll start there too. And also, I just wanted to mention, we did have quite a few questions about the blood moon and the blood moon energy, so that might be a good place to start. And also wanted to just let everybody know again that you're welcome to send us questions or testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll get started on the questions for tonight. So the first question is about discernment. And this listener writes that she was watching TV, and she was watching a healer, and she was watching what healings this healer was doing on people. And she writes, "What struck me as odd about her healings was the fact she would ask people to talk of their issues, and she would look upwards as they were saying it." And then she says, "What was she looking at?" Then, when they are having their emotional breakdown, for example, crying, having a fit of anger, etc., she would hug them tightly and encourage them to let it out. As she was doing it, I just had a discernment of what was happening. Whatever aliens she was healing with were harvesting the emotional energy. I freaked out and immediately switched off the TV and went within. I am always telling my friends and family to stay within. I am the biggest believer in creation lightship teachings, and I always have a light being with me. The last thing I would ever do is read a book, especially spiritual books, or go to a psychic. It used to bother me that a lot of people are not waking up and realizing what is wrong with their spiritual practices, but now I have cleaned out my body so much that nothing bothers me. I have a knowing, and most important of all, I am at peace. I know it is out there, and I am not about to dabble in it. Thank you so much for helping me out." It's kind of a great place to start for tonight, since this is the Healing Highway, Ron, and there are a lot of healers out there who don't really know what they're doing, or they're working with people who also have issues, and they're taking on all of their stuff. So maybe we should talk about that, or what you can do if you've had an experience like this. And, you know, and maybe I'm just wondering if the person who wrote this email is listening, what did you do to clear yourself out after you had this experience? Because I'm sure a lot of people have had this type of thing happen to them.
Yeah, that topic is a really hard topic to talk about, because there are people who believe they have a natural gift for healing, and they sort of work their way into it and make a career of it because they can do things that other people can't do. And so this is really, for me, a hard one to talk about, because nobody wants to be told that, you know, I'm making my income on this, and you mean I shouldn't be doing it, and I trained and I took classes, and, you know, that's the hard part, you know. So the whole thing is you don't know what you don't know. That's the first premise you have to go by. And, you know, like I say, most healers end up dying between 40 and 50. Some might live longer, but, you know, they're, you know, they think they're transmuting the energy because they're told that they are. And then all of a sudden, they have stuff going on with them, and they don't know what's going on, and then they just, you know, get extra sick. You know, if you look around for healers that you've seen, if you've been out there for a while, you know, investigating different things and going to expos, you will notice that a lot of them are no longer around. You know, I think I can think of probably maybe five different healers that I have seen at expos that aren't there any longer. And that's kind of what happens. So remember that that block energy is going to get you. So what will happen is when you work with somebody, that block energy that they have or that you're trying to release, we'll say, because they have an issue, or maybe they're crying or whatever, their issue is now coming forward. And you might be physically touching them or taking some other instrument, a gemstone or something. And, you know, the stones aren't too bad if you don't make physical contact, you know, because it's going to probably hold it through whatever you're using, like a rock or something. So you could have a lot more safety that way. I'm not saying it's 100%, but it's much better than touching somebody. But that's going to activate their issue in you. And, you know, you may just feel a little ache or pain now, but what's going to happen in 20, 30 years from now? That's the whole thing. You're not invincible. And now you're going through that same issue that the person went through, and that's what's happening. So you may get very, very busy in your business, only because the psychic billboard is now saying that, you know, I want to get rid of this blocked energy, but come to me because I need to get it released. So you're going to be drawing lots of people and might be doing very well as a practitioner. Remember, your body will tell itself to get well, so we'll draw people to you because now you have something that it wants to get rid of. And the only way to get rid of it is to get your attention. And the downside of that is you may not be around for a long time. Myself, I bilocate to the light ship, and I'm basically always getting fit, so I can do this and work on many people, you know, hundreds if not thousands at one time. There's no problem with that for me. I do get a little sluggish sometimes and slow. The conference call yesterday, the 8-hour one, was really rough. But, you know, for me, but, you know, it's just the way it is. But normally, you know, it doesn't, you know, I can pop right back within seconds. So whatever the issues are. But typically, you know, that's the last thing you want to do is to be a healer. And yeah, you don't know what you're, now what's that lady giving that person who's hugging them? They have all that emotional energy too. From everybody that they worked with, they got activated in them, so they're dumping their emotional energy into that body. It might clear one problem or one situation, but the guy could end up, or the girl could have maybe 500 more added to them. So remember, like attracts like, it can get activated. So that's what I'm saying. It just don't do that, you know? Just keep your body temple sacred. Don't contaminate it. And that's the way it goes, you know? And what does the mother do? A mother takes the baby and, you know, the child gets a cut or scrapes her knee or does something, and the child runs over to the mother, and the mother starts calming the baby down or the child down. Maybe they might put their hand over the area that hurts, you know? But the mother is in that same issue that the baby's in, because the mother gave the baby that situation or that child. So it's passed on from her to the child.
Genetics.
So it's all your genetics. And so the mother's not catching anything that's brand new. She already gave it to the child. And she's just probably absorbing it back into herself again, which is going to harm her. But basically, that's what happens. So everything recycles here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, that's a really great point. And I think also, I mean, I know you do offer the dark side mind control transmissions clearing, which includes aliens and human practitioners. But I'm thinking, I mean, I don't think a lot of people think that they're doing dark side practices. They're, you know, I don't know if that's a conscious decision where they decide I'm going to be a healer, but they're really a dark side practitioner. I mean, I know some people just are a dark side practitioner and that's what they do. But I think where it gets very complicated is where people think that they're helping others and they're changing people's lives and they're not intending to be a dark side practitioner, make things worse. But I mean, is that what you're saying, is that inadvertently that's what happens regardless of what your intentions are?
Yeah, that's because you're transferring your energy to somebody else.
Okay.
Body energy is only designed for you, and that's who you are. Everybody's unique, so you're taking on somebody else's stuff. That's the way you have to look at it. And if you do take it on yourself, and a person does feel better, that's great for that person. But you know, it can harm you. So that's the whole thing. It's just, like I said, it's a really hard topic to talk about. Because right away, you know, you will, if you really get what I'm saying, you're going to say, yeah, I don't want to touch anybody to be contaminated. And in our society, everybody wants to hug and shake hands and stuff. And if you are doing that, then, you know, the shrink wrap can help, but it's not going to prevent anything from coming into you. So that's the problem that we have here, is we have the culture that we live in. And we're enslaved in that culture, and everybody's doing that. So anyway, that's kind of what it is. You know, as you watch the clones, they may not be hugging people. I don't know. You might check out the clones. Just go to anywhere. Go to any checkout counter and watch the person that could be, you know, a clone behind the counter, and just see how they behave. Because we got 90% clones here. And, you know, you can watch how they interact with people. And a lot of times they just interact just by being, you know, very peaceful. They don't do a lot, but they may not come up and start hugging people like a human would do and being full of joy and jumping up and down. They're more subdued because they don't have that program. So they're probably actually better off than humans because they're not taking in that energy. And it may not even stick to them, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, Ron, it is a very difficult topic to talk about, and I feel like we could go on, but let's move on because we do have quite a few questions tonight. And also, I did get a question about the blood moons, and so this listener wrote, "Hi, there are 4 blood moons in this year, next," and then she listed all the dates. And she wrote, "These dates are connected to Shemitah or Shemitah, I'm not sure what that is, a book about the effect of the moon and sun on mankind. Would you like us to do a clearing for blood moon on each of these dates? Thanks."
Yeah, and I would probably start, you know, a good maybe even 10 days before.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying maybe a week or so before. And you might even start, you know, a month before. You know, just kind of see how, what I do is do a timeline crash, and we do like 50 of them, mm-hmm. and see if your body feels better. That's the whole thing. Just see how your body feels, because your body's not going to lie to you. Okay, your mind will tell you all different types of things, but if you feel better after doing a timeline crash, and you did it 30 days before the event that's going to happen, then you may say, wow, there's a lot of energy here. I better just keep doing this. So you may want to look at it that way. You know, they tell you it's going to happen on this time, you know, they give you a physical time and a date. Well, it's still happening, you know. I like looking at, you know, maybe like a forest fire. Well, I see it over there. It's 20 miles away, and, you know, it's not going to hit me, you know, for a day or two. So I can sit around and do nothing. And then when I see it, I can get my garden hose out and try to protect my house. Still coming, you know. So the fact that you're coughing, you could be a smoke. You better do something, you know.
And right. So anyway, yeah, don't get stuck with a garden hose.
Yeah, right.
That's so funny, Rod. And it's a great visual, too, because I really saw that, and I feel like, wow, yeah, that's kind of how you have to look at it. And actually, the moderator has posted your recommendations for all of the Blood Moon clearings, and you have recommended Timeline Crash, Earth Protection Clearing, and Star Planet Clearing with links there. So thank you very much, chat moderator. And also, the link to the three light beings is there too. So thanks again. But yes, that's a great point, Ron. You definitely do not want to wait on this. I would just say get on it if you are feeling affected by this energy. And even if you're not, it's probably going to help you very much in the upcoming dates for associated with these blood moons.
And looking at it, why are they publicizing this, okay? You know, they're publicizing because something's going to happen, you know? Hello? Otherwise, they wouldn't tell you about something, you know? So you need to look at that also. What's coming in on that energy of that? So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, you can always run and don't walk, you know. So, you know, see what you need to do because, you know, find out what happened in other ones. On the last one I mentioned about going to a website or seeing something, and there were I think a Jewish rabbi and somebody else talking, and they were claiming that God is there with them because that's when they had that, the 67 war, you know, something about that same time, you know, with Israel, and they won, and all of their victories were on this type of moon when they were fighting. So for them, it's a lucky day, I think, you know, but geez, you know, that poor alien, you know, that alien god is really angry at other races to do that, you know. So, you know, you have to look at where's the peace. So from them, they think it's probably good because the alien god is protecting them. But that isn't the way the energy should work. You're looking at some aliens doing something to other aliens. So where's the peace? Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great question. And a lot of the times I feel like if you're hearing about it too, it tends to make it a lot bigger than it might actually be, and really help to embed those timelines into our lives by telling us about it in the media and creating these huge news broadcasts about various topics that they really want to, get us hooked up to. So it can really become a problem. And I think in terms of clearings, we do have that media courting removal clearing, and I would just do timeline crashing as well if you've been kind of hooked up to these energies. I know we talk about that media courting clearing a lot, but it's an important one because we are constantly surrounded by media and different kinds of information. So I guess everybody should just go hunker down in their cave. Like Ron said, run, don't walk, and try to keep your energy close to you and protect yourself and protect your body and protect your psychic energy from attacks. Okay, so Ron, I guess we can shift to the next topic, which is about parasitic life forms. And this listener is wondering if you could give a description of what the different forms look like. They seem to have very stylized appearances, and many seem to shapeshift. And this person also seems to be attacked by something that does not fall into any of the given categories. They're wondering if you have any idea what it is, and how do you tell whether they are attacking the light beings or removing them? How do you differentiate the energies?
Well, the life beings won't be attacked by these energies, so they'll just bring in peace energy to help you out with this particular situation that you're dealing with. So as far as how they look, they'll present themselves in whatever way you need to see them. And, you know, they can, you know, like you said, that the words there about shape-shifting, yeah, they can change from one energy to another. So, you know, if you feel like something is coming to you and you feel dis-ease from it, then, you know, and if you think it's alien, you know, then do the alien attack page for the parasitic life forms. And you can just put on there other if you don't know what it is. You know, some people have visuals and they know what it looks like. But if you don't, mm-hmm. then, you know, it doesn't matter. If they're attacking you, then it means they're taking away your free will, free choice. And that's the bottom line. That's what light gives you and is taking that away. And so that's why we're able to do clearings, because something is coming and taking away your free will, free choice, which is what the light stands for. It doesn't judge, but you need to have your free will, free choice. So when you put the website up and you have a condition, at that point, then doing the clearing, you're commanding, in a sense, that the light being helps you to get this stuff away. And it will do that process by bringing these energies back into peace, if that's the case. So it's possible they could battle that, and that would be my end of the situation with the light beings. So I would be doing that, but normally, you know, they have a chance to turn into light, and hopefully that's what they do. So the clearing, just take away stuff that should not be with you, but you have to request it. Don't ask, you don't get. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yes, Ron, that's a great idea. And also, I don't think if you specifically, like you said, you don't have a visual, it's okay to put other, because just by you doing it and you being self-empowered to do the healing, the light beings will know what it is that you need assistance with. Isn't that correct?
Yes, because they see you as perfect other than that.
Right.
And so you're just saying there's a problem here, and that's how they work. They will see what is attaching to you, in a sense, or connecting to you, by looking at your past and then seeing what has changed from peace energy to the present moment. So when you're not under attack, then we'll say you are peaceful. Now that you're being attacked, now you're not peaceful, and that's what the difference would be. And they would eliminate what is taking you away from your peace energy.
Okay, so it doesn't, I wouldn't worry about it being specific if you're not sure. It will, the intention of you doing the healing should be enough to help you out.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Ron. That's such a great place to start for so many people, because I think a lot of us just don't know sometimes what it is. And, you know, after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is like the first clearing that you would do, and kind of your, you know, clears out all the emotional stuff from your whole life, you can then kind of get an idea of where you need to go. And I think a lot of people don't really know. And that's sort of a good place to start, just by, you know, doing timeline crashing or doing some maybe kind of, I don't want to use the word detox, but like alien parasitic life form cleansings, because chances are you've had experiences with this or physical stuff that's resulted. So you don't always have to know in order to clear. So that's great to know. Okay, so the next question is about emotional problems, and this listener is asking if we run across a group on the net that is looking for help solving emotional problems, is it okay to refer them to Creation Lightship in care of Ron Amatron?
I just send them the website. And maybe even click on, just send them the website, and maybe let's give them a couple of the free shows to listen to that we may have had, about healing or something. We have quite a few archives, so that's what I would do. At least give them somewhere to go to, so that they're able to click on it and then maybe hear a program or something. That's kind of an idea. Maybe if you know of one that we did on an archive, you could bring the archive up and listen to it, and it should be probably on your browser, I would guess, the location of that. Just copy that and see if that would work so they could click on it and hear the program. So that's how I would try to introduce them to having a clearing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. That's good to know, Ron. And we have a question in the fast chat that is asking, do whole life clearings start when one is conceived or when one is born?
When you're conceived. So we start at your current age at that millisecond and go back in time to your conception. The nice thing is that the conception, after conception, then you're dealing with your mother's emotional energies, along with probably your father's, but more so your mother's, because you're inside of your mother, and your mother's responsible for you during that process. So you could pick up a lot of stuff in the first 9 months, and that could be activated in you, where, you know, just like watching stuff on TV that you're doing now, that could be activated in you as your mother's doing that or going through situations. So whatever your mother's going through, you're being, you know, imprinted with probably your whole life story in the first 9 months. Just think about that. What did your mother go through? And that got put into you. Well, that's just kind of scary because you really don't know, but you go, wow, I got programmed from my mother in the first 9 months, and that now are all my little buttons ready to pop out as I start learning how to live here. So you look at your mother and you see all of her issues, that's probably how they got activated in you, because really your energy is from your grandparents. That normally recycles maybe first before your mother's or father's issues. So you are, in a sense, your grandparents. And then from there, you take the energy of your grandparents, and that gets mirrored as you go through your stuff back to your parents, because your grandparents, which is their parents, gave them their stuff. And so it's a way that you can try to counteract and balance things out. So your parents are getting a replay of what they did to, you know, their parents through you. Hope that isn't too complicated.
No, it actually makes a lot of sense. And I came across a question today that was asking, who were you before the world told you who you should be?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So it would be interesting to think about that, and I think the clearings can really help you get an idea of that, because if your whole life clearings start when you are conceived, then if you do those clearings, you're not going to, like you said, Ron, be dealing with all this stuff that was, like, you know, given to you by your parents in the first 9 months of your life after you came out. Because
give a child is to do that emotional clearing.
Yeah.
Biggest gift, you know. Just think, for you know, as you're older and you have that clearing, you go, wow, I feel so much lighter. Well, that is true. Now, just think if you did your child, just say your child was, say, 10 years of age, right? And you did your child, they won't have to go through all that stuff that you went through, you know, to have it recycled, you know? So, you know, give them some peace, because you're wallowing in your stuff because you never had that clearing. You may have it now, but you only went through what you went through because you didn't have an emotional clearing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got completely sidetracked, and you got lost, and you were driving all over everywhere except for the healing highway.
Yeah, you got abducted.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's a great question, because think about it. I mean, when I, you know, and I'm sure other people have this experience too, when I started doing the clearings, I was like, wow, like, this is making such a difference. Like, I just felt so grounded and centered and peaceful, and I wasn't, like, off, you know, exploring these little side roads looking for other answers. So I think it is great, and I think kids are so much easier to clear out because they haven't, you know, gone through all this, you know, other stuff that adults have to go through. And now I feel like I don't even think about those times in my life anymore. They just kind of like they happened, but I feel completely removed from them and disconnected from them. So it's not like I even really think about them. It's just a very peaceful feeling about, you know, what happened. And if you can have that starting out before having to go through all of the difficult things that, you know, human beings have to face, it is such a huge gift, because then you could completely be self-empowered and take control of your own life and really practice using your free will, free choice, instead of having it taken away from you by making all these difficult emotional decisions and experiencing all of these things, these hardships in life. So it's a great way to give someone a very self-empowered, heart-centered life and have them make decisions from within rather than reacting to experiences that they're having. So that's a great question. Thanks so much, everybody, for all of your questions. It really makes the show's content so much more interesting, and I think sparks a lot of great conversations. Also, Ron, you did mention the archives for people that are curious about Creation Lightship or want to know more. And I should point out that we also have our Creation and Lightship Wikipedia page. There's a questions and answers document, and also a YouTube channel. So if you are joining us and you're rather new and you'd like to learn more, please check out all those links. They're available on Ron's homepage and also through our BBS page. So check them out. Check out the free healings, which are located on creationlightship.com on the left side under free samples. And also at the top, there's all the audio samples and announcements. So it's all there for you to take control and take back your life. So I will move on, and we'll go to the next question, which is kind of a long one, but I think it's going to be helpful to the new listeners. So this listener's writing, I'm still learning how to connect to the light being and receive my healings. Sometimes I am not 100% in my body, and usually it takes effort. I've had major success on the flip side when I am real inspired and the light beings connect to me and go deep. Other times I find myself pushing and my spirit probably leaves me for boredom. A side note, I received a wrong instruction on a Yahoo Groups page that led me to do 10 to 12 space-time clearings at once. I found out I could only do one at a time. Seems like a while. Anyway, are there any suggestions we can get to guide us in benefiting more from our clearings?
Well, what I'm mainly hearing is, you know, you need to be in your body. That's how you're going to benefit from your clearings.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, like I said, the clearings bring you peace. And so the benefit is peace. So how do you benefit with more peace? You just become peaceful. So it's not as if when you do a clearing, you're going to be, you know, getting the winning lottery ticket or something, or being able to run faster, which could be a possibility, or do whatever you want to do easier. That's a possibility, but mainly it's peace. So you're getting away the obstacles that you have created in your life, whether you know that or not. And from there, once you get those released, then you're at free choice to choose again. So all of your issues that you're dealing with, think forward, and you chose to contract with them. So your contract now is going to be there until you get rid of the contract. And that's kind of the way it works. So you're dealing with something that you wanted to experience, may not like it, but you're there. And from there, the clearings can help you get back into peace where you can choose again. And you may want to go back to where you were, just that you won't have all the energy there to force you to do that. But you could, you know, want to beat yourself up some more, and that's your choice. So you're just getting more peaceful. That's what the clearings do. If you're not in your body, the clearings will not work. There's the conduit to bring the healing to you. You have to be in your body. And so, you know, do the finger exercise. You know, do the be here now clearing. And you may want to get into your past and put your name in for the 2000-year darkness barcode. That's a free clearing. Put your name in there and clean up some of your stuff. Maybe you're attached to some lifetime way back when you know, you're running that life now. So do that clearing. That could help you out. So the whole thing is to become peaceful, be in the moment. And, you know, we have those tools to help you. And so, you know, if you're listening now and you're the one that wrote that, or you're kind of intrigued, then take a little 3x5 card and write on there, be here now and 2000 year of darkness and whatever else you may think would help you. And put that right on your computer before you do a clearing. Or put it on your front door, put it on your refrigerator, you know. And then also, what timeline are you living? You know, use your finger to find out where you are. You have to be in the now to have anything work for you. Otherwise, you're in the mental energy. So it's your choice if you choose mental or if you choose to be in the now. So, you know, you're navigating your body. And you certainly don't want to cause your body harm, typically. So that's why you want to be in the now, so that you can figure out your own solutions with your spirit, so you can maybe get out of the situations that you're in. So that's kind of how I would say it. You're not going to really benefit at all by thinking that you're going to be, you know, like I said, winning the lottery or whatever else, you know, by being peaceful. No, you're just going to be peaceful. That's the core of who you are is peace, and you're getting back to the core of you, your core essence of your spirit, and bringing your body into its core essence of it being peaceful too. You know, nobody's body wants to have pain in it. You know, no body wants to get into a car accident, you know, or anything like this. So just realize that the peace is what you need to have to stay centered and to live a better life. And then everything else can fall into place after that. So you have to become peaceful. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that really is the key, is being peaceful. And I also thought, Ron, if you're doing the mind to heart drop,
I mean,
you always mention that, and we do it at the end of the show. But yeah, in addition to being present and doing the finger exercise, you can do the mind to heart drop. And I remember doing it probably like every couple of minutes at one point. you know, when you're going through some really tough times, when you're having a tough time being in your body. And there's also the free sample healing Be Here in the Now, which is kind of like more of like an emergency clearing. But you could also do that if you're having trouble getting centered or staying in your body. Those are the two things that I could think of. But yeah, the mind to heart drop is a great tool, and you can do it whenever, wherever. You don't have to be in front of the computer to do it. So hopefully that helps.
And what I'd say too is, for a newbie, or even if you know, a person who's been with us for a while, kind of listen to the archives, you know,
mm-hmm.
and see what we talk about a lot. You know, the last couple of years, maybe 3 years, we've been talking about, you know, timeline crashing. Why are we talking about it? Because it's effective and it works. And so find out what we're talking about on most of the shows where we bring it up more than one time, because that's probably what you want to focus on. You know, we do have the recommended healings on the website, and those are all good. And but you know, listen to the archives and see, you know, you may have to hear something, you know, like I tell people who, like at the Expo, I say, well, when you listen to me on the radio, you know, for a newbie, it's going to take you probably 6 shows to understand something. Because right away, when you start hearing what I'm talking about normally, man, those buttons are gigantic in front of you, and I'm pushing those buttons. So listen to it again, and listen to other shows, and all of a sudden you're going to start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. The dark side doesn't want you to see that. They'll keep the blinders on you. You know, and I do have people who have seen me, even at the expos. They go, you know, I've been seeing your booth here for, you know, the last probably 8 years, and I never really wanted to come by, and I can feel the energy now. I don't know what it is. I just, you know, kind of want to see what you're about. And you look at them like, geez, taking them 8 years to come by, you know. But I have people who just come by the expo. They don't go in the chamber. They don't buy anything. They don't even do the monitors. But they always come by the light chamber, and they'll sometimes just stop there. Don't know why, you know, but they're getting the energy, and then they kind of walk off, and that's kind of what happens. So, you know, it may take you more than one time to finally get what we're talking about, because I'm changing your program. Remember, you're all, in a sense, programmed to live in the darkness, and I'm bringing you another solution to get into light. And that solution will go against every belief system that you have, because you've been taught the wrong thing. That's why we started the call off with, you know, the show off with the doing healings on people and stuff like that, you know. And, I'm really surprised at the expos where, you know, I get normally a full room of people coming all the time. You know, one of the events, I did a workshop, and we had a lot of people, you know, I don't know how many, 100 people or so. And I was going up against George Norrie with the panel. And I saw that in the program, but I go, well, you know, we'll see what happens here. And we got tons of people, you know. So, you know, they are coming out of the woodworks now, and they're looking for something that's different, something that makes sense. And that's what we're offering them, is to get out of here. That's the main thing. You want to stay here? You've been here a long time. Now is your chance to be able to leave. And it takes some work on your part, because you're full of all this stuff from all these past lives of false beliefs. And if you start listening to what we're talking about, with being in the now so bad, okay, is, you know, learning how to live with your body and clean out your body, is that so bad? No, that makes a lot of sense, you know. And, you know, like I said, we don't do attunements. You know, the lightship does not do an attunement to anybody. We do water activations to help you. But as far as an actual attunement where, you know, you do some mantra or something like that, that is not done by the lightship. All the lightship does is clean you out, and, like, you know, taking a shower, which allows more of you to come in. And then it's up to you to understand who and what you are at that point, which is freedom. And that's the whole thing. So that's all the light chip can do for you. So that's what makes what I'm doing completely different than everybody else out there who's trying to implant you. And that's probably the best word to use, implant, to implant you with alien stuff to harm you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and on that note, we actually have a question about alien implants, fittingly. So this listener is asking, he feels mind cloudiness, and he's wondering if it's blood moon or orbs, and can he clear with those clearings or with timelines or alien head connectors and implant removal?
Boy, I think I would probably do all of them.
For mind cloudiness. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, we got that mind cloud one, too. Remember, you don't know how they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're using your mind to analyze a situation that you're trying to get rid of. Well, the mind's in darkness. It doesn't really know. It might be able to help you somewhat, but, you know, what does your body say about it? You know, more so, you know, your mind. So the whole thing is, you know, if you go, this may work, I'll try it. You know, give it a try. You know, everything's going to help you. because everything that we have on the website will add a benefit to you. May not fix you, but it will help you along the way. And like I say, sometimes, you know, you might do 10 different clearings and you wonder what the heck's wrong, and then you do the magnetic twisted body clearing and voila, you're fixed, you know? So, you know, it all depends what you're looking at, but you got to get out of mind energy, and everything on the website deals with mind. So it actually, you know, if you take, like I said before, take the word clearing or healing, we'll say, whatever word is being used around the website, and you put the word in programs, having your programs cleared, then for some people that could be kind of scary, because then you have to really understand that you're programmed. Once you understand your program, then right away you go, yep, I got to get deprogrammed to become peaceful.
Yes, so and then you have thing. To create
figure that
a
out.
New direction.
So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yes, sorry, Ron, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I thought you were finished, but it is true, because then you have to create from nothing, which is scary for a lot of people. They like their programs, you know, they don't like know what to do. So it's not, I'm not trying to say this to scare people, but it is a major shift. So it does take some doing and also some maintenance. I mean, you just have to kind of keep on doing it. And I just want to read this because it's so great. We got a testimonial here that kind of talks about exactly what we're talking about, Ron. And this woman wrote, one of our listeners said, "Hi, 40 years ago, I got an ear infection from surfing, and nothing seemed to solve the problems until doing all the free clearings and all the clearings she has bought every day for 3 years. As I do not feel the clearings when I am doing them, I always believe that they work. Changes that I can now report: ear infection gone, pain in body gone, reactions to husband/friends gone, worry about money gone, fear of IRS gone." I know that's a big one for me too. "Great peace and enjoyment of life. Ron is the key to being the best you can be, even if you don't know it is happening. Do the work to be at peace and take advantage of the gift of a true light being who is here to help us, not do it for us. Thanks, Ron."
Thank you. But remember, it's you that's doing it. You know, I'm just trying to help you, okay? So I can help you, but it's up to you to take responsibility. So, yeah, that was a great testimonial. Yeah, the whole thing is, you know, like if you look at a baby and you get one that's not crying and, you know, yelling and screaming and whatever, you know, but if you look at a baby, they're normally, you know, when they're just enjoying life without a wet diaper or something, you know, they're going to be happy, making all kinds of noises, you know, and having fun, because they're not in that major program yet. Excuse me. So, return back to innocence. Back to you, Elizabeth.
That is true. Sorry, Ron, I was coughing a bit too. And it is true, like what Ron is saying, it's probably the only modality where you really do everything yourself. You are not connecting to any sort of healer. You are not being healed by anything other than your own energy and your own body energy, which is being cleared away from all of these things that are preventing you from doing that yourself. So that's kind of how it works on the Creation Lightship and on the Healing Highway. So I think we're going to have time for maybe one more question, and I apologize in advance to anybody I didn't get to tonight, but your questions will probably be rolled over to our Wednesday show. We have 4 shows every week, 2 on Radio Station 1 on DBS on Monday and Wednesday, and also Friday and Saturday on Station 2. So check our schedule for that and be sure to tune in then as well. The shows are all wonderful and the archives are wonderful as well if you're new and you need to get more information or understand, like Ron said, the things that you might need to timeline crash or issues you might need to work on. So the final question is, This listener needs to go to the United Nations Embassy in New York for the next coming days and is wondering what is the best way to protect herself from having to go there.
Well, boy, that's the whole, probably a whole show. I would do the shrink wrap and, let's see here. I would do something with alien protection. The only reason why I'm saying that is because, if we look at different, races on the planet, cultures, or whatever word you want to use there, the United Nations would have people from maybe all different mindsets, making it a little more polite here. Another way of saying it is that every country could be a different alien race. So you're going there into the alien grounds of where everybody's going to be joining. So I would do something with maybe a space clearing for the space where you are. And definitely keep doing the mind to heart drop. And make sure that you're not being involved in some kind of psychic warfare with aliens as you're going there. You know, so that's kind of how I would look at it because, you know, this is, like I said, each country typically is where the aliens came here. And, you know, you have different races of people and that's where they are. So you're going right into Alien Central. Like I say, much like South Florida, you know. So just be careful and don't touch anybody. Go in there with white gloves on, you know.
And yeah, wear gloves.
And if somebody comes to you, then get some pepper and sneeze or something. And they'll walk away.
Yeah, just carry a little tissue or a handkerchief with you and, you know, constantly pretend you're sick so no one comes up to you.
So I think it's about that time. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Tomorrow we have the energetic cording release, which is Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific. And then our next BBS program is Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time on Station 1. So same station as this one here. So here we go, everybody. Mind to heart drop, command in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, to drop them into your heart. This way you become peaceful. 15 seconds, you're at peace. If you're having problems, ready to hit your computer because it's not behaving, or maybe a person or something, you know, upset, do the mind to heart drop, and it'll go away. So here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Like an elevator dropping down with your thoughts, do it 3 times and you're peaceful. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. You're at peace now and see how long you can hold it. Remember, you have to command your spirit out loud to do so. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. And please send your comments, CLS questions at Yahoo. And questions. Bye, everybody.